It's time to get empowered and realize your true beauty with tips, breakthroughs, and secrets of the industry. And now, here's your host, your personal beauty guru, David Pollack, and health expert, Lisa Davis.
I got to tell you, I had a crazy morning, and here we actually do manufacturing. So today I was anxious. I caught my heart racing. I had trouble sleeping last night just because the stress. Today we were expanding, so I've got teams of electricians and plumbers and all the stress that goes with it. And it just fit perfectly, I think, because today's guest, it's the intro is going to sound a little funny, but we're getting there, is Mani Srinivasan. And the reason I say this is because he's a media tech veteran who drives growth through, you know, consumer-focused platforms and brands. He manages a niche business and advisory practice. And you're going to think that we're going to sit here and talk about a marketing show. But more importantly is he actually helps manage a group where he helps people with breathing. It's breathefreenow.org. And it helps improve your daily living by unlocking the power of breathing techniques. And that is something I needed desperately last night. Mani, where were you? Mani, thanks for joining us.
Sorry I couldn't be there, David, but I'm glad I'm here now.
Well, now that I've got the connection at 2 a.m., it's going to be me ringing.
Right.
Okay. You have something where you say that most of us are in a constant state of a sympathetic nervous system where it's a fight or flight and we're in overdrive and don't even know it. Okay. That was me last night. And the only reason I'd even registered is because I was preparing for today. And I'm going, this is what we're going to talk about. So tell me what triggered it? How do I control it? And share with me some of your techniques.
Sure. No, absolutely. So, you know, I think the context and so, at Breathe Free Now, we're really serving two camps. One are those with compromised respiratory function or lung ailments, right? So think about, asthma or COPD or advanced restrictive lung disease, such as pulmonary fibrosis. And, most of us know people kind of suffering. The second camp or the broader population kind of where you were sitting last night, David, and, we're in this situation, particularly in major cities where we're constantly on the go. All of us, I think, are tuning into that reality where our sympathetic nervous system is an overload. It's this perpetual fight or flight mode, and we don't even realize it, right? And the way to counteract that is through activation of the parasympathetic, and that gateway is our breath, right? And it's a powerful thing. It is literally life force, right? If you step back and look at it, and there's that expression, where attention goes, energy flows. And so with the right attention and focus, our breath can be this phenomenal tool. And so we've developed a set of workshops. We're still a relatively new organization, but we're growing. And, what we do is really, three kind of, key things. The format is got some flexibility and accessibility and adaptability. And we leave it to, educators and really experienced teachers to come in and lead these. But they're doing, number one, some grounding in simple breath awareness. It engages people, into kind of the breath as this amazing built-in healing mechanism. There's a little bit of education on the importance of breathing and some basic anatomy. And then it's really about connecting the breath with synchronized movement, either while we're seated or while we're standing. And, we use cues, right? Think about our arms, our feet as ways to train deliberate breathing, to bring awareness and intent through deliberate breathing.
Well, Mani, I just got back into yoga after not doing it for 14 years. I took kind of a long break there. I had done it every day that I was pregnant with my daughter, and she's 13, and then I didn't do it anymore. I have done Pilates for the last few years, but getting back into a yoga practice has been so great because you really, when you talked about the body moving with the breath and connecting. And I also think it's so key to just when you find yourself, and David, last night, if you could just slow down, take some deep breaths. I mean, I'd love for you to share some of the breathing techniques. I mean, I know there's some where there's like alternate nostril breathing, or you hold, breathe in for four, blow out for four, hold in for eight. I mean, you'll know more than me, but something that our listeners can actually put into practice.
Okay. I'm grabbing my pen. Go ahead. I'm getting my pen ready.
Sure. So, you know, I would actually, you know, just ground us in a simpler, more fundamental way, you know, than anything. And the one that my go-to, right, that we found has a lot of resonance is, you know, a short breath-centered intention setting, right? And this really comes into play if, you know, you're frazzled, you're, your boss, you know, criticized something you're working on, you're behind the wheel in traffic and someone cuts you off. You know, how do you kind of step back from that? And we do it through intention setting. So here, you know, here's a simple approach. So I think the first thing is really to, you know, if you're seated, to sit up straight, you know, relax the shoulders down, make sure your feet are firmly planted on the ground, and you set an intention, right? So that intention could be, you know, I am forgiving, I am kind, I'm courageous. Whatever is really most important for you in that moment, set that intention. Take three, you know, deep, slow inhales and exhales. I like to time it on sort of a 3 to 4 second count of inhaling and then exhaling. And then as you've kind of settled down into that, do, you know, one deep, roughly 5 second inhale, a 5 second hold, and then a 5 second exhale, emptying completely. And you empty completely, go back to that intention, lock it in, right? And thereby you're sort of anchoring yourself. And it's really sort of not only calming and centering, but it's pretty empowering. So that's one we like to start with.
I mean, and you hit on something, because if I could have controlled my stress, I would have gotten more rest. I would have been able to handle today a little bit better. I came in stressed. And truly, it's a beauty show. So we talk about how that stress shows on your face or your skin as you get older, because it's not just health, but the health of your skin. And in doing such, I mean, you're helping us relieve that stress. And I think stress is a major cause of a lot of the problems with our skin. So you're helping us not just beauty-wise, but even how to get through the day. Tell me some of the other benefits by doing it.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, look, just to put an exclamation point on that, right? If you look at surveys today, I mean, it's amazing, right? I mean, 25% of Americans are experiencing high levels of stress. I mean, I think the other benefits, you know, it's a release, right? Lisa mentioned kind of some of the more advanced techniques that, you know, the yogis in the room will, you know, rally around. You know, breath fire is one of them, and that is really amazing, right? As we get down the line, because you're literally, you know, through that, you know, active exhale and then an inhale that's more of a passive rebound, you're, you know, expelling toxins, you're, you know, grounding yourself, you're releasing kind of like, you know, emotions, right? I mean, so much of this at the end of the day is emotional. And you're building heat. You're building kind of heat and energy to kind of almost burn the stuff away and get back to your amazing centered state.
Yep. And you've come up with some good things, because we are releasing the toxins, not just that's in our system, but also the emotional toxins. And that's truly what was driving me last night. And so I invite our listeners, practice this, because this is something I've never done. So even at 52 years old, I'm still learning some things that can relieve stress. And it's going to help me relax, get better sleep, have less stress that is going to affect my whole body, not just looks wise, but health wise. And it's just important, because it's going to empower you to take control of your day and not let the stress take control of you. I invite you to check out Money's website, breathefreenow.org. That's breathefreenow.org. And if you have a question about beauty, visit justaskdavid.com. And if you haven't subscribed yet and you have an iPhone, go to justaskdavid.com/iTunes and subscribe today. I want to thank you for joining us.
The preceding show was produced by the Gab Radio Network. For more information about the services we provide, visit GabRadioNetwork.com.